1:15 back in session. Back in session, 1:15.
If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take all the rest of the items on the agenda.
Okay, which one are you?
J1, Richard.
Okay, J1. J1.
Okay. Afternoon, board. Richard Howard, voting. Item J1 is the continuation of revocable permit number 39 to HBM LLC for equipment storage and moorage of vessels located at the ROI Small Boat Harbor. Before I go any further with this, I have to kind of apologize to the board for the constant dribble of RP renewals that are coming before you. Staff plans to do every renewal next year in around June. Unfortunately, because we have kind of a new staff and we're trying to catch up, and it's a steep learning curve. We've not been able to do that this year, but we plan in the future to renew all our RPs at one time. RP, we're asking for a 9% increase in the rent. The last time the rent was adjusted was in 2016 when we did an appraisal, and it hasn't been touched yet. So we're asking for a 3% increase per year in the rental. The applicant is here. I think she wants to speak to the board about the rental. And if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I do.
Sure.
How far out are we with the RFP for development of public lands at Balloway?
Well, as you may have seen in the paper, we received one qualified proposal for the redevelopment, and the selection committee declined to accept that one. What we're going to do is sit down with the applicants who chose not to submit proposals, and discuss, you know, their reasons for doing so, and we'll, you know, decide how to proceed from there. And at that point, we'll come back to the board and ask to reissue the RFP.
So, this RFP that you're talking about to revisit, what do you think the time frame is? What's the process? How long?
Well, we're trying to get the applicants who did not submit development proposals to come in, and I've been talking with them. I think we're going to probably do that around the 20th of this month, 22nd, 21st of November. They'll come in and talk with the selection committee and staff and let us know what their challenges were, what their thinking was, and why ultimately they chose not to submit proposals, and we'll take that information and discuss it internally, and I think at that time we'll probably come back to the board. I don't have a definitive timetable for you.
Maybe more than 6 months?
I think
overall, before you ever come back?
I think that's a safe...
Okay, so here's my question.
Sure.
Why do we're going to give this applicant only 6 months and not give him a year?
Yeah, well, as I was explaining, that's when we plan to... We're trying to unify all our RPs. You know, they were all over the place as far as when they were issued. And in the past, staff did not do all of them at once as far as renewing them. So we're going for 6 months right now to try and... We'll be back, and HBM will be on the list when we come back in June of all the division's revocable permits to be renewed at that time.
When the appraiser, CBRE, went in, when they appraised this piece of property or this area, did they appraise it for storage, or did they appraise it for highest value?
I don't, I don't recall exactly whether they used highest and best use or existing use. So I'm sorry, I don't have the answer.
So the reason you put 9% is because the last revisit was 2016.
Correct.
And so you're adding 3%
per
annum. On it.
Yes.
Okay. I just thought it was rather high. And we have other leases in that area too, yeah?
Yeah.
Are they?
And I believe we've done the same thing for everybody. All the RPs down at the LOI.
That's all the questions I have for now.
Any other questions? Sorry, did you want to add something?
Yes, good afternoon, Chair Kibitz and board members. My name is Sue Stover. I have the RP with HBM LLC. I also have a commercial use permit for our Waikiki beach catamarans. I'm here today because that was my question was on the CBRE appraisal, what type of usage was the property for? Was it for best use or for storage and mooring, which is what my RP is for? I thought the 9% was kind of a high increase. So my question was, you know, one, how they came about with that increase, and two, if that is to go forward, are we able to share the 9% increase, so 4.5% us and 4.5% with DLNR? We don't generate any extra revenue at this property. It's strictly storage for our commercial catamaran. We have some supplies and things that we put there. We moor our vessel there, and then I have about 6 to 8 tenants that we've kept from when the transition happened with Honeybee and ourselves. Over the past 3 years, I've put in about $25,000 of my own money. When we first took over the property, I think, I don't know if you remember, all the electrical was not up to code. We had live wires. Ship-to-shore power was not waterproof. There was trash bags covering it. So I had to bring that up to code before my liability insurance would even cover the property. We fixed up the dock. We kept it clean. We kept the riffraff out. And so, you know, that's why I'm just coming before you now to ask about this increase and if there's something we can do to work this out.
You have other tenants? Are they paying?
Yes. So they, those are the 6 to 8. They have just mortgage. They moor their vessel there. And so we kept those tenants. And so they pay us, and then I pay the owner. But it's a set amount. It's not, we don't have any other extra revenue. We don't have
it's a pass-through, the revenue you collect.
Yes.
It and pass it on.
Exactly. And then I pay for the water bill and the electric bill. So we're basically, you know, barely breaking even each month. And then I was also asking to see if it was possible to do a one-year RP so I don't have to come back every 6 months. It gives me a little more time to prepare. Also, like I said, the main reason we even got into this situation with the fuel dock is because as we were a tenant originally, we moored our vessel there, our commercial catamaran, and there aren't any places for a 45-foot cat. So at that time, we were a tenant at the fuel dock as well. And we met with Megan and Ed, and we came up with this solution that we would take over the dock temporarily as landlords until they figured out what they were going to do with the property so it doesn't become abandoned. So that would give us a little more time if we had to negotiate and find another slip for our boat. But that was the main reason we kept it, was because we needed a place to park our boat.
You've been paying $6,540 a month.
We've been paying
$6,000
a month.
$6,000 a month.
Correct. And they want to raise it 9% to $6,540.
Yeah. I guess that's intended just as a cost of living increase.
Yeah. The appraiser recommended a bump every year of 3%.
So it's in the appraisal?
Yeah.
So after the, you heard the reasoning behind the 6 month term was so that they would all be settling into a 1 year from June to June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that part is happening, and I'm thinking out loud whether or not we could keep the rent at the current level until that time that we enter into the yearly thing. Just thinking out loud.
I have the same feelings, but I also have the feelings of giving them for a year, and once you get everyone on board, I don't think it's going to take this is going to be more than 6 months, my personal feeling. But that's where I stand. That's my 2 cents.
I guess you could do both. Yeah, you could give them a year RP. An RP is cancelable on 30 days notice, and you could still put them in the June batch.
Yes.
So that would be for another year or so.
Right.
And assuming you were approved in June, you would go.
Right.
You'd be back on cycle.
And, if the board were to grant the 9% increase today, come June, we wouldn't ask for any increase in this RP.
Any public testimony on this?
Chris, you got anything?
Jimmy Watson, do you have any comment?
I have no comments on this.
I'll ask the applicant. You said that given the situation as it's outlined here for the staff recommendation, you would be considering finding an alternative to your mooring?
So if we were to, let's say they find a developer to take over and we all have to vacate the property, then that means we would have to find another place to moor our vessel.
Mm.
The wait list right now, even at Kewalo, is 5 years. Our operations are in Waikiki. So because of that, that was the only reason why we decided then we would go forward and set up a separate entity to manage the fuel dock.
You should bid on this.
I would like to Ed and I had several discussions if they could break up the parcels and just the fuel dock, I could, but I couldn't bid on all four parcels.
I see. And so to absorb the increased cost that's proposed here, you'd have to split, you'd have to charge more for...
Or come out of my own pocket.
I think it would be fairer for you to charge the other participants.
Okay, somebody want to make a motion?
To approve staff recommendation.
Okay.
I'd like to put an amendment in there, though, to give this applicant a 1 year rather than 6 months and leave the rent at $6,000 rather than escalate it.
Are you amenable to that?
I accept the amendment.
I would say, though, that come June,
correct,
you should be able to bring it back up to the 9%.
Right.
Okay. All right. Did you second it? Jimmy did. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Huh? No, Tony.
Which one are you here for? Who's non-staff? Okay. Which one are you here for?
K3.
K1.
Violation.
K1.
Violation. Expensive, which one? And then the gentleman in the back is for a Hugo Lockley.
Oh.
Do you want me to
call
staff?
Yes, please. Okay. Let's get some key items.
Well, what item are we going to go by?
I'm trying to figure out.
Are we done with the move up?
No,
we're not.
Yeah, we're done with the
D3.
D3?
The very bottom on second page.
Oh, that's on the all the RPs, though. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do... I don't have anybody here.
No more D.
Oh, D. Let's do D3. D3.
Good afternoon, Chair and Board Members. Kevin Moore, Land Division. D3 is the annual renewal of revocable permits for Hawaii Island. And so you've had a number of these. Actually, Hawaii Island is the last district to come before you. We're basically recommending rent increases of around 3% up to 10% in most cases, with exceptions in other cases. And renewal of about, I think it's about 100 permits on the island.
Is it like cancellation?
Yeah. do have another, some cancellations, and some of those will turn into new RPs, so they don't necessarily represent a whittling down of the entire list, but some will go away. And while we're on that list, RP 4900 incorrectly identifies a permit to use the County of Hawaii. It's actually to the Hawaii County Economic Opportunity Council, so I'd like to amend that.
All right, questions, board members?
I do.
Okay.
Looking at all of these RPs, we just did one for Maui, and I guess Daniel plotted it all out and gave some kind of a time frame, more or less, of when some movements is going to be, whether it's going to be long-term or whatever it might be, but he has like 2020, 2021. I see nothing in this submittal with any kind of time frame. The other thing I see here is some of these revocable permits, to me, seems there's some low-hanging fruit that these RPs, pastoral, that should be transferred to DOA under Act 90. I don't see any of that. I'm just curious to know.
I can comment on that. If you look at Exhibit 3, that's the markup. And so this year what we tried to do is identify what are the important DLNR values for various grazing leases, and for the ones that are not, do not have important DLNR values, I believe some of them are recommended to go over to DLNR.
Do we know which ones are they?
They're marked, I mean...
So is it all with the red lines, you know?
Well, the red lines...
No, I didn't see that in there.
The red lines show basically the changes from last year. And that's so that board members can see movement or not movement. And so we tried to provide more information for each one about why we do or don't want to put it out to auction, or you know, why it's important to keep. What are the important values for DLNR, which is why we're not proposing to transfer them. But there are some that are more Makai lands that are not issues. And so a couple of those are identified for potential transfer. And then, you know, really the question about how come we haven't put some of these up to public auction is, you know, there may be some of those questions in the marked changes. Or
it's just the idea is that last 5-6 years, I keep seeing the same thing every year. Although maybe a little bit more, some movement, but I don't see much. So I'm just curious, you know, when some you have in here like OCCL, on some compliance. What are the compliances? How far out are we with these compliances? Because I've seen this prior years, and I'm seeing it again. So I don't see any, you know, I don't see no movement in it. So I'm just curious.
I can tell you that for at least two permits, we're going to try to come back to the board next month, and that's for to do an RFQ and RFP for both the Country Club Hotel site and Uncle Billy's now. And so hopefully next month on the 13th, those will be taken up, and we'll be moving forward on dispositions for those. I don't know if there's any other specific ones. Okay, so Hukilau Resorts, I think, is that the one you had before?
Yeah.
Board today?
Gordon Height, District Land Agent. Yeah, we already looked at the Hukilau RP, so we're bringing that zoning food to change it to the new name, Kimi, I think it's Kimi Resorts, and we will be putting that out for auction for commercial purposes as a parking lot.
So you're correct, Board Member Gomes. We don't have a lot of details in the submittal about where we're going to go. We have a lot of shifting
time demands and things, so I think we're a little bit hesitant to do that, but we can strive to do that in the future.
Yeah, it's coming from stakeholders that's either calling or emailing me, and it didn't matter. It doesn't matter what island they're on. You know, just this morning at the airport, I had a prominent businessman from Maui flying to Oahu. He says, "Hey, what's going on with the state leases? How come? Why is it taking so long?" You know, and even
to do what?
To get a state lease or to get, you know, the RPs. I guess he has a friend that has an RP, and he seems that it should be a long-term disposition. And I said, "We're working with it." He didn't tell me what friend it was or whatever it was, but he says the RP is just over and over.
Yeah, I mean, to the extent that you can pass on specifics to us, we can, you know, we can look at them to make sure that people have, you know, that it's on our radar and people get their answers.
We've got some in here, Park Ranch. I mean, it's not any for long term. I don't see any issues with Parker on some of them, but not all of them, on some of these leases right now.
But again, we're not necessarily intending to transfer them to DOA.
So they need to know that then. Parker Ranch needs to know.
Well, we have been having discussions with Parker Ranch.
Okay.
And there are some permits here that do not meet the criteria for long-term auction as well. You know, whether they're landlocked, you know, don't have access to it. So those ones will remain as permits.
I mean, I don't think that the intention is for every RP to go to a long-term lease. That's we need to like make sure we are careful about how we look at these. I mean, some of them should be, and those are the ones that we should be focusing on prioritizing. It takes a lot of time to do it, but like the ones that are really important are, you know, the Banyan Drive ones, that kind of thing. Not a miscellaneous one here and there where it's, you know, not that important to focus on. And we need the flexibility. It may be landlocked. It may be something that we want to keep flexibility on. So we're not intending to convert everything to a long-term lease. What we're trying to do is figure out the important ones to go, important and practical and realistic ones to prioritize for the public auction process.
I do appreciate the red line version. I mean, it does indicate some of the changes, and there was at least one in which there was a recommendation to transfer to DOA. So that was the Hamakua Agricultural Cooperative one. Were there others?
we did. I can't remember if it was last year. Was it last year the Ponahola Ranch went over?
Yeah.
So
Diamondhead Papaya.
Diamondhead Papaya. I mean, some of the really obviously agriculturally utilized ones that don't have DOFA significance. And then I did notice on other ones there were management access identified as a need and various other values that would argue for keeping them in DLNR. So that is progress, although the time frame question that Board Member Gomes asked, I realize that it's difficult, but it's also kind of nice to put a target up, even if you don't meet it. At least it's, you know, and the thing is, the target is up to you. And so if you put a target up that you think you can meet, at least we have something.
I mean, maybe another way to do it is to just say, what are your highest priorities for public auction for the next year? You know, so you're not tied into an unrealistic time frame for some of the lower priority ones. So.
Sure. Putting all the cancellations up, that was a neat thing. I mean, to be able to see these are ending. And like you said, some of them will be re-emerging again. But at least we get that indication. And so another subset might be those that are high priority for transfer to DOA, those that are high priority for DLNR to examine more closely to keep. for one reason or other.
I'm going to say again, we have transferred or offered for transfer all lands that are classified agriculture. Pasture leases is a totally different category, and most of those are, the ones that are up Malka are important to DLNR.
Right, and I see that those have been identified in many cases.
Yeah.
I believe there are some properties that the Department of Agriculture has not accepted.
That's correct.
So,
and actually, I just heard from the Department of Ag, they want to get together and go over the ones that they had identified as needing further discussion. So we'll do that. Yeah, Chris.
You're done?
Yeah.
So I was going to ask about Country Club, but you're going to bring it for an RFP to see who might want to get into a long-term lease, and then you'll, based on the RFP, you're going to structure a public auction lease for the property?
No.
No?
We're going to come in and do an RFQ, RFP, and it will be asking the board to authorize direct negotiation after getting the RFQs and having a committee set up, and then reporting back to the board on which is the best proposal to accept. So if you approve that way to do it, which is authorized under 171-59, then we can avoid the public auction. And one reason we don't want to do a public auction for Country Club is because there's a lot of issues. It's not just a clean single piece of property. You go, okay, here's who wants to bid on this. There's it doesn't have enough parking to meet county standards, as you may know. So the proposals will have to address the parking issue.
Explain how's 179-50, 7159 is.
Yes.
What part of that are we going to need? Are you thinking about?
It's B, which authorizes the board to do direct negotiation dispositions if it's in the best interest of the state. But it's still a competitive process, right? You have to select among competing bids, assuming there's more than one.
Well, okay. Country Club, are you thinking the same thing, or Uncle Billy's?
Uncle Billy's
is a little different. I mean, Uncle Billy's is a teardown.
Our consultant's initial finding was it's a teardown, but we have not been successful in getting capital funds to tear it down.
Yeah,
the cost. We had another consultant estimate the cost, and it was about $8 million, uh-huh. or $7 million, something around there.
Okay.
So
it's more than it cost to build it, I think.
Probably.
Well, you know what? This is going to come up in December, so rather than have a premature discussion on these issues, I'll leave Country Club alone, which has been kind of a major point of discussion on the board here for a while. So the only other one, the only specific one that I have questions, Glover. You know, I had this question last year. This is a big piece of property.
I told you he was going to ask about that.
What's that?
I told you he was going to ask about that. I told them you were going to ask about that.
Yeah, that's what I asked about last year. I probably asked about it the year before. I don't know. But this is a big piece of property that is like a couple hundred thousand a year.
So the issue with that one is the RP only covers, it's about 74 acres. The RP covers 45 acres, which they use. And the other 30-something acres is just overgrown. It was formerly quarry, but under a quarry license that probably expired decades ago. So it's been filled in by alopecia trees and whatever else. But we think, to do a lease, we'd need to do one of two things. We'd either have to subdivide the parcel out so that we're leasing the area that's been used for these past years. Otherwise, we're leasing a larger parcel than is needed. It's not what we would call an economic unit under the statute. The other alternative is to do an environmental assessment to allow full utilization of the land. So we have to either front that cost or find a party interested to front that cost, which does happen in some cases. For example, the Yamada quarry people are doing an environmental assessment right now to identify new quarry lands. So we can do one of those two options, if you have other suggestions.
Well, it's subdivided. It's a paperwork exercise.
Yeah.
Well, here we are with this major piece of property. It's easier than, you know, probably there isn't a market for another, for a 74-acre industrial piece of property.
Has anyone heard of any interest in this property?
We have not from our office.
But even if Glover is paying $200,000 a year
for it. We have gone out to auction on uh-huh. properties that, you know, seem like they should be high priorities and nobody bids.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't want to go through a lot of effort to do that if there's no demand for it. You know, that's the dilemma.
Well,
we do have demand for industrial lots, but not of that size.
Yeah. Yeah. But if we put it up for auction, I think Glover would bid on it. I mean, they're there, right?
Almost certainly.
And they would
rather than keep them on as RP for the next, you know, next 20, I don't know how long it's been since they've been
so
on.
So I would suspect that most of your time this year has been focused on Banyan and Kanoe-Legua. Is that correct?
Yes,
a lot. Yes.
Yeah.
I completely understand what you're saying about priorities. I bring it up every year because it's a big piece of property that has obvious, you know, commercial value to somebody. And
do you think it's underpriced?
I have no idea.
So if you put it out to public auction and they're the only bidders, then
I suspect that if we divided it up into several pieces of property, we would get more money. It's not, you know, I don't know how far, you know, and I don't know what we would have, I don't know if there's, like, what the water service is or anything like that, you know, to divide it up and have, like, five lessees out there. But it's plenty big enough for a lot of operations to go into, so.
But that could also work against us as well. If you were to divide up into several parcels and, you know, you have six, seven parcels and only two interested parties.
Yeah.
You know, before unencumbered parcels and a loss of revenue there.
So all
it
I'm
works
saying
both
is,
ways.
Yeah, all I'm saying is let's not just have this thing stuck in neutral. And
I'm just saying that that's a judgment call that the staff have to do every year about where they're going to put their time. Mm-hmm. If they thought it was a hot property that people were clamoring to bid on, it would be probably higher up on the list.
Yeah, maybe, but nobody knows. Nobody knows. When drive by Glover, they think it's Glover.
It's a lot of work to put. Yeah. What do you have to do a public auction? What's the process?
Well, I have to get more approval. We need to get updated maps, and we need to get an appraisal.
Yeah.
If there's existing use in the property, then you have to have an environmental assessment done on it. Advertising, you know, review of the applications. So it's, at minimum, it's a 6 to 8 month process.
I think the other real, you still gotta get the, when you go to auction, you gotta get one.
Pre-qualify the bidder. Yeah.
Parcel map from, deck survey office done.
Well, again, that's part of that survey, and then, you know, that takes time. I mean, all these things.
Then you got to get the approval by AGs.
No, I accept that there's a lot that happens.
Not 6 to 8 months, I would say more than a year.
I was trying to be optimistic.
Yeah.
Okay. The other question I have is on the DOFA comments. And some of them, you know, I know the properties that they're talking about. Some of them, I think, are quite valid. So these are just comments. Like, by approving these RPs,
these are
without
just
incorporating the comments specifically, we're not jeopardizing, we're not saying, ah, forget it. This is something that internally you're going to take care of as these things come up.
These are, those kinds of comments are informational comments to make it clear what for each parcel is important to DLNR.
Okay, so they're not looking for the board to say...
No, those are not action items, no. Those are not action items.
Yeah, so they're not trying to get the board to say...
The whole column is just comments.
We direct you to set aside permit RP 7476.
Comments, rent amount, and why no long-term disposition.
Okay, so comments noted.
Yeah.
And then internally, you're going to take care of these things as they come up.
As we prioritize, yeah.
Okay, all right. That's all I have.
Others? Public testimony? You, are you here for one of them?
Yes, I'm.
Did you want to come up and say something?
Chair, board members. Many of you remember me. I've been here for the last 2 or 3 years when this happened. And right away...
Your name for the...
Joseph Bork, excuse me, president of the board, Oceanfront 121, formerly CCH. The gentleman, Gomez, mentioned some of these properties didn't show much activity. I hope he wasn't referring to Oceanfront 21 because there's been massive change over the years, specifically the last 2 or 3 years since we've been able to effect change. A lot of you know that. Is this worth mentioning now, or should we talk about this later? Okay, if I can continue. To stop me if I'm getting too verbose. I tend to do that sometimes.
Well, but to the point.
The point.
Are you proposing a change in the...
No. Actually, okay. I'm happy to have the permit renewed. I think we've been doing an amazing job, and we hope to continue doing so. And as I said, when I first came to see you, I look forward to the moment when we can increase the revenues to the state. I think we're finally this close after a multi-year legal battle to get the deadbeats and the squatters out. We met several major challenges in the safety and of the building and the functionality of it. We are now poised to go really aggressively towards a hotel operation, which I believe we all are looking for. And the next year is going to show great change and hopefully increased revenues to the state. And we hope, after running this thing in the red for these 3 years, and many of us have had to not only work our tails off for no money, but reach in our pockets to the tune of several hundred thousand dollars to make it survive to this point, we kind of hope to be able to operate it for a little while after it became black, running in the black, so we could try to recover some of our investment, which we knew we were doing with no assurance. We were not trying to get rich. We just felt that it was not morally correct for this building to go down like Uncle Billy's did and be a derelict building. We did everything we could to keep it alive, and we've done well. It's been a small miracle several times. We just want to have a chance to stay there long enough to be made at least partially whole. To have come this far and have it be snatched from us, it would be really rough to take, but we'll take it. And so yes, I don't certainly object to renewing the permit at this time.
Thanks. Okay, any questions? No. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public testimony? Okay, if not, is there a motion to approve staff's submittal?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Okay, what's next? K.
Sam.
Sam.
Which one?
K1?
Well, it's K1, I guess.
K1 could go really fast.
Okay. Anybody have any questions on K1?
Looks like a straightforward.
Any public testimony? If not, is there a motion to approve K1?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, K3.
Hi. This is a alleged violation involving structures located along the shoreline on the north shore of Oahu. The homeowners are Gary and Cynthia Stanley. This is at Sunset Beach. I do need to announce that we have an attorney here representing the Stanleys, and he's indicated to me that he would like to have a contested case hearing. So, I don't know. I
All right.
Is he present?
Yeah.
Then he should make that.
Are you going to make that request now?
Yeah, I would prefer not to waste all your time and have Sam present it if you invite me to do that.
Okay.
So I'm Greg Kugel representing the Stanleys, and they would request a contested case hearing on the notice.
Okay. So do we need to even need to?
I think we just defer action and wait for the written. Okay. Remind him that he needs to, which I don't think he needs to be reminded. But
10 days, it'll come in.
And then we defer action pending the written request.
Okay.
We don't have to make a motion to do this, all right?
I don't think so. No. Okay.
Thank you.
I said we could have done that earlier.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay. Richard, this to you.
Okay.
You know what, he saves his sandbags. He saves his burritos for another year.
Oh yeah.
Because you're only finding them $2,000. And it doesn't add any. Anyway, I shouldn't do that.
Okay. Item J2. Yeah, J2 is a continuation of a revocable permit to Atlantis Submarines to operate submarine tours and other maritime related activities at the Honolulu House Small Boat Harbor. This permit, because I think it had come up earlier this year, or last year, it came up in February, I guess, of this year. We had increased the rent from the previous time the rent had been increased, so we're only asking for a 3% increase this time. And again, we're only asking for a term of up to June 30th.
Okay, any questions? Pretty straightforward. Any public testimony? Not, is there a motion to approve J2 as submitted?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And just to let the board know that we will be coming back one more time with a bunch more RPs. That,
in June?
No, prior to that.
Oh.
Like the Honolulu Hau RPs that we issued for those little structures that we did in March. Okay. And so we're going to have to get those taken care of before June.
Okay.
Right.
That's
Thank
it. You.
I promise.
Okay. Kevin.
Yeah.
Am I missing anything? What are you here for?
Oh, he's new with Land Division.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's monitoring how the board functions.
Uh oh.
don't ever do that with a new employee.
You know,
okay, D2. D2. Okay, D2. Anybody have any question on D2? No questions, no public testimony. Is there a motion to approve D2?
Move to approve D2.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. D5. Any questions?
The fire. No, move to approve. Any questions?
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
D6. This one makes me sad.
Yeah.
There are no questions. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Yeah.
Okay. D10. Any questions? Sam, you want to make a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
D11, any questions?
Let's see, this is in... Move to defer?
No. Move to approve.
Okay, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
D12? December 31.
Oh, I don't make motions on explosives and pyrotech, thanks.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
With reservations? No.
Always.
D13. Any questions?
Line electric.
Second.
Move to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second came first.
You said that was the motion, and this was the second.
Okay, all right, that's it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Chris can catch his plane. Gordon can catch another plane.
I could even catch my plane and go see Pat Cummins this spring.
You're gonna see Pat Cummins?
They have their fundraiser tonight. They have my barn up while you're here.
Right, that was fast.
It was in the binder, but I don't even have it on.
That's big.
What?
It's hard to read on the computer.
I got your quarter. Sure. What is this? What's your research session? Wait, you got that right? Is there always talking about what they want to do?
I see K in your box.
Yeah.
I look to me.
No still here though.
I know. I don't know how you start showing up on your surface.
I don't know.
But I have it in your box.
It's not. Maybe they didn't put it in there. Oh no, there it is. This is this part.
Congrats again.
Okay, we'll see you.
I've never seen
Thank you.
That. I don't know why it didn't show up in your box. Maybe you don't have enough memory. Bye. I don't know.
That was a real nice 25-page lecture.
Okay. I'm going to have to read up my party review for a while.
Your what?
My slow review. I'm a procrastinator at heart.
When it comes to these,
you keep me honest. That's good. I like it. Keep things moving.
Yeah, because I don't want to spend all day on Friday.
No,
about
I don't.
Anything.
Yeah.
That's me.
Have a nice day. Nice weekend.
Bye. So I don't know if the green bathroom. Meeting adjourned at 2 o'clock.
Meeting adjourned at 2 o'clock.